Committee will announce the winner of the 1978 Peace Prize in Norway. Among the top candidates are Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Begin. President Carter is not a candidate. His nomination came too late. WDGY exclusive Weather Command forecast for St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Bloomington from meteorologist Joe Zona.
We have just a fine day coming up in the North Country. From Weather Command, this is meteorologist Bonnie Cameron Saunier.
When Joe takes a morning off, his voice changes a little bit. I'm Steve Highsmith. Good morning. The sky is mostly clear outside. It's now 34 degrees at WDGY.
WDGY, and there she goes, Dolly, and here you come again. It's 15 after 7, 7:15, and good morning. I'm Jimmy Reed. This is Willie Nelson on a beautiful morning. It's 38.
All of me.
WDGY, playing the world's greatest music 24 hours a day. It's Willie Nelson, all of me. Good morning. It's 19 after 7 o'clock on the 27th of October, a Friday, a payday, the end of the week, a beautiful day. And we're making it a early winner's weekend. We started this morning. I gave Willie Nelson's new album, Face of a Fighter, away last hour. You stick around here and you're going to be a winner. It's Listen and Win all weekend long at WDGY. It'll be sunny today, around 50 for the high. Tonight should be clear. A lot of UFOs, overnight low of around 30 degrees, and tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the opening of a pheasant weekend is going to be a high of about 52 degrees with sunshine, and also on Sunday, there'll be some sunshine. Our extended forecast into Monday shows, maybe that's when we'll get some showers. Remember, though, this is the 27th of October, and about a month from now, it'll be down there close to 0 degrees and probably some snow. So button up your overcoat, and the pelt of that woolly bear caterpillar is black this year, and that means that we're in for a long, cold, miserable winter. At least that's what forecaster Herbert Crone says, and he's been accurately predicting the winter weather from the woolly bears for the past 63 years. So we have been assembling our little survival kit, WDGY Winter Survival Kit, started on Monday with an empty 3-pound coffee can, and every day we've been adding an ingredient. If you just joined us, here's what you should put in there or have in it. Flashlights, spare batteries, one of those little, you know, pen-sized batteries will do. Bright red or orange cloth, we added that on Tuesday as a signal banner. And Wednesday, we put in a small sharp knife, and yesterday we had some facial tissue or toilet paper. And today, we're going to add some dimes, several dimes taped to the can cover. That's for use in making emergency phone calls from any isolated phone booth. And we'll work on it again Monday. Get you ready for a long, hard winter. Right now, it's a nice, clear Friday morning. 79% is the humidity, and it is 34 degrees. 34 in the Friday morning rush hour just must be moving right along.
You got it, Jimmy. Southbound 35E and eastbound 94 into Spaghetti Junction is becoming congested, but there's no backup yet in that area. I'll keep my eye on that area for you. Traffic is heavy, but generally moving well along northbound 35W from Burnsville all the way into downtown Minneapolis.
She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as cowboy was a late night benediction.
WDGY with the Oak Ridge Boys, Y'all Come Back Saloon. Good morning at 28 after 7. I'm Jimmy Reed at 7:28 with Waylon.
Slipping and a slide, playing tight.
WDGY and Waylon Jennings, are you ready for the country? Are you ready to win a trip to Nashville? Well, hang around here and I'll get you registered to win on November 9th. It's 29 minutes now before 8 o'clock, and good morning. I'm Jimmy Reed at 7:31, and the Viking-Dallas game, underdogs won last night. Bill Brown will be talking to Jeff Wright about the win in about a half an hour. Gophers are underdogs at Michigan tomorrow for that little old brown jug.
You can take all of the money.
You'll find it at the Dales.
These are the stories we're following this morning. Governor Rudy Perpich says he's debated IR candidate Al Quie 7 times so far this election year, and he won't anymore. Vice President Mondale is calling his Minnesota campaign blitz successful. Rudy Boschwitz is calling it expensive, saying it cost taxpayers $30,000. $1.5 million in federal money is heading towards St. Paul to upgrade housing and some neighborhoods. Minneapolis is getting almost as much. Time of the Twin Cities now, 7:35.
24 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Good morning from all of us here at WDGY, including Eddie Rabbit.
was just passing.